Welcome back. As you know, we have been having, we started a few about a month ago or two ago, having our correspondent, Candace Jordan, beating the city and looking under every social entertainment rock there is to be a regular correspondent on this program. Candace, how are you?
Yes. Oh, I could not be more excited to be back. And you're right. I do look under every single rock.
You do. You know more. Well put. You sent me a note. It was something. Rick, maybe we should talk about the world's second biggest diamond found. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. It certainly wasn't found in Chicago. And even I had read about that. But that's our girl. That's our girl
it's
for you.
Big news. Listen, I want to keep you apprised on everything. And then, of course, you also saw that the Babe Ruth jersey sold for $24 million.
$24.1 million, Babe Ruth's famous called shot.
You had a great story on that, but that is, you know, the bidding lasted until 4:30 in the morning.
God, Candace, it boggles my mind. I know you have been to, ladies and gentlemen, this was not some kind of auction for charity. This was an auction for some millionaire to have, you know, the whole thing, Candace, you know, someone's going to put it in their house and go, hey, come on, let's have dinner. Wait, no, you've got to see my Babe Ruth jersey. And someone at the party is going to go, who's Babe Ruth?
There's no question that's the truth. And, you know, I asked Grant DePorter if he was bidding on that.
I know.
And he said it shot up so fast that he didn't think he had a chance. So, but, you know, it should be in a sports museum, obviously.
Yeah, it won't be. It'll be in billionaire's living room.
Party.
Or, you know, exactly. Even better. I would love it if whoever bought it, with all due respect to how they made their money, gets the Babe Ruth jersey and just like wears it around, wears it to parties, wears it to different things.
And sure, lets people write their names on it and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
All right. Well, that didn't happen here. He did make a called shot at Wrigley Field. Talk to me. How was your convention week, Candace Jordan?
Okay, let me tell you something, Rick. Now, you know, and no matter what side of the party line you're on, this convention, I mean, Chicago was alive. It was on fire. And the weather participated. It could not have been a more beautiful venue for all these parties that happened all across town. And believe you and me, there were parties from top to bottom. I mean, at a World Business Chicago hosted one that Chuck and I went to at the Adler Planetarium.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big crowd. They had top chefs there. They had Chef Brian Jupiter. They had, you know, chefs from all different neighborhoods so you could have tastings. It was so well done, and a surprise performance by Common happened around 10 p.m., and I'm telling you, you could have wiped the floor with the people. Their mouths were open. He burst onto the stage. He pulled up people from the audience to sing to.
But don't forget, some of these delegates come from, like, small town America, so they were probably thrilled to see a taxi cab, for God's sake.
Telling you, it was more exciting. And then, of course, you know, you had John Legend at the Salt Shed.
It's for J.B. Pritzker's party. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Private party there. And, you know, our girl, Maureen and Mark Schulman, from Eli's Cheesecake, had made 2,000-pound cheesecakes for the welcome parties that took place at Navy Pier over the weekend.
I know.
Star Wars legend Mark Hamill spoke at one of those.
What did he have to say?
I don't know. I wasn't there. I didn't hear him.
You should say, I was so lucky to be in that movie. That's what he should be saying.
Yeah,
I was
so lucky
to be in that movie.
So lucky. So, give me one movie like that.
Yeah, really. So the notion that this really was a time for Chicago to show off. You know, it was frightening to me. I guess it had to be. But, you know, I've never seen more police officers. There was the first march was down here last Sunday, as a matter of fact, at 5 o'clock at Michigan and Wacker. Did you, in talking to any of the delegates, which I'm sure you did, many of them probably had never been to Chicago before, and many of them probably did not know what to expect and maybe were even a little scared.
100%, you're so right. And first of all, who wouldn't be scared with all these fences around all these hotels, and everywhere you go, you couldn't go because it was fenced off? What does that tell people?
Yeah.
I mean, it did look a little intimidating. And you know, listen, I got to give the cops credit. They did an incredible job. I mean, crime was low. You know, there wasn't much. I mean, there was a protest or two, but they did such a great job and kept everything on the even keel. But I do agree with you. I think that people coming here and reading all the bad press we've had for so long, they would have been afraid. I would have been afraid.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad everything turned out so well.
Yeah, I am too. I think Larry Snelling really deserves the police superintendent.
100%.
That guy could absolutely, that guy right now could send out his resume to, you know, anywhere and walk into a $1 million-a-year security job, and which is what he might want to do.
Let's hope he doesn't hear your suggestion, though.
Well, he's not going to take my hey, honey, just tell his wife, hey, honey, I heard this guy on the radio say I should apply for a job somewhere.
You don't know the power you have, Rick.
Yeah.
Don't underestimate yourself.
It was indeed, and this really was JB's party. JB is the one who went after this convention. And the one who got it and who orchestrated the whole thing, I think the mayor is taking some credit for it, but it's a JB.
Right. No, you're right. And, you know, at the Adler event, the mayor was on stage, obviously, and he gave a talk, and he said that the city has acquired $20 billion worth of new investments so far.
He keeps saying that.
In the last 13 or 14 months.
Yeah. Where is it? That's what I want to see.
He didn't give me a chance to talk to him about it.
You should grill him on that. Well, he's not doing a lot of interviews these days either. Now, Candace, does this Labor Day is coming up next week? Does this slow down the party season? I mean, you are such a big booster of summer activities in Chicago. Is post Labor Day kind of they tone down?
Well, you know, it does in a lot of ways. I mean, some of the big galas and things like that during the summer kind of taper off, but there's a lot of other terrific, I mean, smaller events that are going on around the city. I mean, one of these that I'd mentioned to you about is on September 29th, and if you've never heard of Maine in Heaven, M-A-N-E in Heaven, they have little miniature therapy horses that go to schools and hospitals and veterans homes, and, I mean, all free, no charges, to uplift, you know, the people that are there, and they are the cutest things on the planet. I was introduced to them years and years ago when I was doing a segment for WCIU, and they had brought these horses on it. It just started, but they're going to have an event on Sunday the 29th at Carlucci's in Rosemont with this magician, David Rinaldi.
Sure.
All the proceeds will go towards supporting this nonprofit, and they never charge. It relies solely on donations, and believe me, if you have not seen these little miniature therapy horses, you would be in for a treat if you're around and available for this event.
Candace Jordan, do you know who runs that? Who runs that organization?
Yeah, Dina Morgan is her name. She's the founder, Dina Morgan, and she is just, it's an all-volunteer organization, and they take such good care of these horses. Let me tell you, they wear little tiny rubber shoes, the horses, obviously so they don't slip on, you know, tile and and things like that. But the Service Club of Chicago, they applied for a grant, and the Service Club donated all the little shoes for the horses.
Oh, God. Where do they keep these horses? Where is this operation based?
It's out in the suburbs, and it's very I can't remember where it was, but it's I'll find out and let you know.
No, what a great thing. You're going to write about this, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's already written about. You can read it everywhere. But it's Maine in Heaven, M-A-N-E in Heaven, and you can see it. You can Google it and find out all the information. But it's Sunday, September 29th at Carlucci's in Rosemont, starting at 3 o'clock.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
what
a meet and greet. You should go out there and get your picture taken with those little horses.
Little horse? I'd ride the little horse down here. I'll bring the little horse in the studio. We'll bring the little horse up here.
You should. They go everywhere. You can ask if you're an
ambassador. I'm amazed. Yeah. I've never seen one anywhere. That's something that sort of amazes
me. It's really something special.
Oh.
And obviously, they're raised to be comfortable and friendly with people and kids, and you know, kids with disabilities. And it really, I mean, it's something to see, and it's very heartwarming. I love it. I love what they do.
What's your read, Candace Jordan, on how local? I know you went to some of the big parties, and there were some big, big parties here. What's your read on how How did a place like Gibson's or Lux Bar or Bellevue do during this? I got the sense that many of these delegates, if they weren't invited to a special party hosted by mm-hmm. somebody, they didn't have any idea. Yeah. They didn't have any idea where to go. Did you hear from?
That's partially true. I mean, and I know that there was so many free events around town that it would have been easy for them not to have to go anywhere to pay for anything. But I know for a fact that they had great parties at Carnival. They had them at Gene and George Eddie's for delegates, Billy Goat Tavern. So, I don't know how well the restaurants did around town, but I know that they did have parties for the delegates.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, it is, yeah. You know, when you realize, even though they're doing important work, it was at its base level a convention. It was like a bunch of dentists coming in.
Yeah,
to,
you're absolutely right.
To get drunk and party
right.
and not sleep, because I heard from a lot of the delegates that I met. They're like, oh man, am I tired? I mean, I was out last night at and they didn't have any real business to do. The thing is about conventions now.
They just show up and watch the shows.
Yeah, they're infomercials and they're sort of entertainment venues. What did you make of the whole Beyonce's going to be here rumor?
Well, I have mixed feelings about that. I don't know. You know, I've read both sides that, the media people, social media made a mistake. TMZ apologized for announcing that she was going to be there. And then you have the other side that says that, it was a trick to get people to tune in, and which I thought might have been a great idea. But, I don't know how that went down. And I'm sure that people were disappointed. And I'm also sure that a lot of people tuned in to see her or, what's the other one? Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah.
That would have been, a draw for sure.
Yeah, I think it would be interesting. We're never going to know, but whether it was because TMZ is the one that really sort of gave fire to that rumor. What do you think about?
Right.
I know you shouldn't talk politics too much, but it's been a week of it's been a week of politics. Candace Jordan, what do you think of Robert Kennedy Jr.'s?
I think it's interesting. You know, first of all, you can't ask me about a Kennedy. I mean, I know John at JFK era, and I am a huge fan. I am a fangirl of that whole family. So, I'm happy that he's jumped in the fray, and I think he took a bold stance to go against his family and to do it his own way. And I know that he's obviously getting flack for it. I know his wife's getting trolls on the internet.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that he's his own person, and I think it's good for the whole thing. I think it's good for both sides. I mean, we need more people to be a part of this political process, and he's certainly not shying away from it.
Yeah, it is interesting, because Chris Kennedy, his brother is here and, manages much of the Kennedy money, is not a fan. His brothers and sisters are not a fan of what he's doing. It's a very, very interesting development in the whole thing.
Yeah.
What time?
It doesn't split the family because it's such a strong family.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
it's pretty rocked now, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
What's on the menu? What is your husband Chuck?
Let me tell you what's
dreading this
right
week.
Right now he's starting dinner, so I don't have to while I chat with you.
Well, I appreciate that.
I do have to tell you one thing, because I know you're a patriot, I'm a patriot, and I love the Navy SEAL Foundation. And they're coming up Wednesday, September 11th. It's our big, big event, Midwest Evening of Tribute. It's going to be at the Hilton on Wednesday, September 11th. And listen to this, Jessica Buchanan is going to share her story along with Admiral Michael Mullen, who was a former chairman of the Chief of Staff. But Jessica was kidnapped by Somali pirates and rescued by SEAL Team 6, and she's going to share her story the night of this event, which is filled with pomp and circumstance.
Wow. Where is it? At the Hilton?
Yeah.
The Hilton.
It's at the Hilton, and I'm telling you, if you've never been to a Navy SEAL Foundation event, I mean, it is so inspiring. It gives you goosebumps from beginning to end, and I never miss one, and I'm looking forward to it this time too. So it's fabulous.
What is so special about it?
It's just, it fills you with patriotism. Mm-hmm. You know, they have the American flag is everywhere, and you see all these veterans and soldiers with all their uniforms and all their medals, and all, you know, you realize what they've served and what they've, you know, sacrificed for the country. I mean, it just makes you look twice at, you know, yourself and what you're doing and how you're contributing to make America great. And, I mean, it's just, it's an inspiring night of patriotism. That's what it is.
Are you excited about the Tavern on Rush opening again, right across the street from Gibson's and across the street from Bellevue?
You know, I am. I'm just sorry that it had to leave its spot where it was before.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it was in the sun. It had the terrific tables out front. But I absolutely love Phil Stefani, and I want to see him do well no matter where he goes. And, you know, people will follow him just because of his food is spectacular, and B, he knows how to run a restaurant. So, I'm happy that he didn't go away, for sure.
Well, and they're moving pretty fast on that. They're moving very fast on that space, as I see it all the time.
Yeah, and I saw some renderings from the inside. It's going to be beautiful, absolutely exquisite. So, you know, it's going to be packed. You better get your reservations now.
I don't need reservations. My parents met at the old Ricardo's, which, don't worry about me. I've spent enough money at Phil Stefani's places that I don't need that.
Yeah, I think they know your name.
Yeah, they know my credit card number is what they know, Candace. What are you doing this week? What do you got planned for this week?
Let's see. Well, this week, you know, September 6th is coming up pretty fast, and that's Taste of Greektown, and I never miss that.
Right.
It's 6th through the 8th. But this weekend, I don't know. I think I'm going to do that. And then, the Adler Celestial Bash is on Saturday, September 7th, and we're going to go to that and cover it. It's always a terrific night.
What is
the
that?
The Adler Planetarium.
What is
it's that? An event that it's an event that is, it's not black tie, but it's like cocktail attire, and it's a fundraiser for the museum, and they always have a fabulous selection of food. You dance out on the patio with that spectacular view of Chicago that nobody else has.
Yeah, it's true.
Always a lot of fun, and it's really a worthwhile event. They have tastings of food from all around Chicago restaurants, and so I'll cover that in my Cranes column.
Does it ever? What are you doing with your podcast?
Oh, I'm doing great with the podcast. We just got a new one out on Friday. It was Summer Stuff was the title of it. And we just chatted about a lot of things that are happening around town in the summer. And Chuck and I went to our first farmer's market yesterday of all the whole summer. I've almost missed it.
Wow.
All these, you've probably been to many.
I don't go to farmers. Right? What do I do at a farmer's market?
buy fresh fruits and vegetables.
What is that? Oh, that's a tomato. Yeah. No, I mean, I'd be useless at a farmer's market.
Okay, well, never mind then. But they're going to be going away at the end of October, so if you have plans to go to one, you should go fast.
We've got time. Candace Jordan, it is always a pleasure to talk to you. your website, I have 18 phone numbers for you and 18 websites. What's the best website for people to find you?
Well, CandidCandace.com, of course, is my main baby. My blog has been going for 15 years,
wow.
And it's the first and longest running lifestyle blog in the city of Chicago.
Candace Jordan, take care of yourself. Go give Chuck a hug.
Thank you.
Take care,
Thanks
honey.
For having me back, Rick.
Always.
I love it.
You're a regular. Take care, honey.